Hey, my name is Kimball Jensen. I'm the director of MyQFit. And today, I've got the awesome opportunity to sit down with the amazing Kim Costa. Kim is a gold leader in Q Sciences, a member of the Customer Advisory Council and the Equity Council right now in Q. And so having a huge impact in what we're doing.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Very honored and excited to be here.
Very cool. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about kind of your history. We've known each other for close to a year.
Yeah.
Since you first came into Q Sciences, but you've got a background, you know, in fitness, in providing fitness for people, and those kinds of things. So how did you get into all of that? You know, what was your experiences like growing up? Kind of how did you fall into the fitness game?
Yeah. So fitness has always been a passion. Ever since I was a kid, I played soccer. I started playing soccer when I was 3. played all through high school, and I learned as an adult just how good of a stress release fitness was for me.
Yeah.
And so I always really leaned into that. And then after having my son almost 7 years ago, I learned that I needed something to do that was accessible and at home. And so it was a way for me to not only have the outlet for myself, to help other people see that, you know, there are things out there that you don't have to go to a gym, you don't have to do that. And so it's really evolved into not just being something for myself, but also something that I love sharing with others to help encourage and, you know, motivate and inspire.
No, I that's cool. I feel like that's, you know, we have done different things in the past, I think, with fitness, but it's so much of it is about that. It's about empowerment and it's about being capable.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, personally, I've gone through phases. If you think about like high school or college when you're single, and those things maybe matter more, I don't know, of really caring what you look like and that kind of being a big motivator. But, you know, I think as with maturity and those kinds of things, it is unbelievable how impactful fitness can be. And I love that that's such a big pillar in Q Sciences. And it's so cool to see you taking advantage of that. I think it's probably made some difference for your business being, you know, Q Sciences being a health and wellness company and having great products that can support that. But also tying that into fitness, have you noticed, you know, you having the experience in fitness, have you noticed that making a difference in how you speak about the business of Q and getting people interested?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love the 5 F's was really something that caught my eye initially whenever I you know, heard about Q. And I'm like, all of these 5 F's are already important pillars in my life. And it was almost like the opportunity to better myself in those areas.
Yeah.
And fitness being a big part of my life, it just made a lot of sense for me to really explore what Q had to offer, the MyQFit platform and app, and all the resources and tools that come with it. And so, I mean, it's grown my business drastically. It's helped also help others see what we have access to, that it is, again, accessible for them at home or the gym. So many people struggle with maybe not knowing what to do or what to eat, or we're busy on the go. I'm a mom of 2. And, you know, there's a lot already up here that for me to have something like the MyQFit platform to take away a lot of the guesswork and just really help, you know, just help me to have that outlet, but also be able to reach my goals, also help other people to reach their goals. And having the support of you guys is just, it's been a huge game changer for my business. For
sure. That's awesome. So network marketing is not necessarily a new thing for you, right? You've been involved in other projects in the past, and fitness has been a big part of that. I'm curious to know, you know, with some of those experiences, what kind of pressure came with that? Like for your own fitness, did it affect how you went about your own fitness? Did you feel like you had to play a role? How did you kind of navigate some of that stuff?
Yeah, so that was pretty much the entire basis of the company was fitness. And I thought at the time that was good for me, but throughout that journey, it almost took away the joy and the doing it for myself piece, you know, of just the pressure, I think, to never miss a day, never, you know, and just having that. It was a great accountability,
sure,
of course, but I think also showing that that's not realistic for a lot of people.
Yes.
And now I think just having so many other pieces of Q and having so many other avenues that, you know, I love that fitness is a part of Q, but I say it all the time, it's not the only thing that Q offers. And that to me is what is one of the most attractive, appealing things about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how has that changed from your previous projects to now? What have you been able to, like, where is your focus shift now that you're not having to kind of run the show and not having to put together some of these things that you've done with fitness? Like, what has it freed up for you time-wise or focus-wise? What difference has that made?
Yeah, so it's not only freed up my time, but my mind. I always say that it used to be so much busy work yeah. that went into it. And now to have the collaboration and, again, the support of the MyQFit team, of you,
yeah.
Having the resources really provided after you and I set, like, you know, kind of a game plan of what we wanted, my ideas, my team's ideas, but then to help for you guys to help us put that into action has allowed me and my team a lot more time to actually be investing in our businesses.
Yeah.
And so utilizing the MyQFit app as a business tool
yeah.
is, I think, one of the most underutilized resource that we have at Q right now.
Totally.
That, you know, I don't think people know what all is, you know, accessible here, but I think allowing us more time to focus on growing our business and helping more people in that way
yeah.
while having your support
right.
and the, you know, and the fitness part.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're such a good example for so many people who are in Q or are coming into Q. I love just your approach and how you've built the collaboration with MyQFit, because we're here as a resource, right? To be used or taken advantage of or not, right? I mean, nobody has to do what we're doing. But, you know, one thing that I think about that's pretty cool is when we first met at a smaller event in Nashville, and you were you'd been in the company a week, and you had already come to an event, and you made an effort to come meet with us that we worked out on a rooftop, right? At like, it was like 6 in the morning and 6 a.m. Like, you showed up, you were doing the things, right? And the relationship started from then.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, we've seen each other, and you've been involved with QFit stuff kind of leading up to now. But when you reached out about doing a custom challenge just for your team, you weren't a stranger,
right?
I'm like, oh yeah, like, we know Kim, of course. Like, this is going to be awesome. And so the way that you've gone about just building the relationship and building the collaboration is huge. I wish everybody would do that.
I know.
Because it's been eye-opening to me. I love it.
Me too. And I will say, even just going about setting up a custom challenge,
yeah.
getting connected with you, like, it was seamless. And I, you know, I'm just blown away, because when I first partnered with Q, I had always heard, like, proximity and collaboration. And with my previous company, I was top 100 of the company yeah. and never really felt seen, never mm-hmm. felt like I had any collaboration.
Sure.
And so for this, it truly is a partnership, which I think is really, really unique. But also knowing that this is not something big and scary and overwhelming, because we have such great support here.
Yeah.
Right. If I didn't know how something was going to work, you did. You were able to help us with that and navigate it. But I was able to share ideas, and, you know, I think together really had a really successful outcome
yeah.
with what we've been able to build together. So I think
yeah.
that was really unique.
Very cool. So with this custom challenge, and we're finishing up the second week, right?
Third week.
We're finishing up the third week yeah. of the challenge. You know, after having gone through some of this process, what have you felt like it's been pretty seamless? I mean, is there anything that you would change?
You know, I honestly feel like these challenges in my previous company almost were just like, up towards the end, almost felt like a burden.
Sure.
Almost felt like something extra, that the heart of it was just really not there anymore.
Yeah.
And so for this, it's just kind of reignited that spark again mm-hmm. of showing people, just having that accountability to one another. To also help my team from a business standpoint, show them,
yeah.
I mean, what an incredible resource this is for our business and how much, you know, it's not only grown my business personally, but how many other people on my team
yeah.
have utilized this challenge to, you know, maybe grow their customer base. Or a lot of these customers that signed up in the very beginning for this challenge are now asking more about the business, are now open to hearing more because yeah. they've tried our products, they've seen the collaboration piece, they've used the MyQ Fit app
yeah.
now and realize how incredible this is. And I think so many people are realizing, why would I not be a part of Q? Why would I not do this while helping build supplemental income for my family? You know, and I think yeah. that alone is the goal, right? To show other people what we have access to. And if they're in that, you know, that place of looking for something as the business side of things grow, that this opportunity is so unique in so many ways. And I think that challenge has really helped highlight that.
Very cool. And I, you know, just speaking to the same thing of you doing the things the right way, is when you reached out to do a custom challenge, it wasn't like, hey, there's 10 days left of the month, can we get a challenge done? Like, what can you do? Right? But you reached out, you had great ideas. We were able to go back and forth a little bit, and we really baked this thing, yeah. right? I mean, it was at least a month yeah. that we were working on things, you know, refining ideas, making it completely custom and doing things the right way, to where, you know, you've had, it was well over 300 people who yeah. joined your challenge and are going through it right now. And everyone's better for it, right? For having done things the right way. You've done your due diligence, which I think is really cool. And so absolutely want to commend you for that.
Oh, I appreciate
that. And really grateful to be working on like this stuff with you.
Thank you.
And so what would you say to somebody if, you know, somebody who's maybe interested in doing a challenge, what would you advise them to do?
I think the first step is get the ball rolling. Fill out the form in the MyQ Fit or in the art app. It's very seamless. It's very simple. Getting connected with you of, hey, I had no idea what I was doing. I filled out the form and was like, this sounds great.
Yeah.
And, you know, connecting with you and learning more about it and realizing, again, we had time. I think that was one of the great pieces, is you are very well-educated on how to help us, not just with the fitness side, but from the business side as well. So if your ideas of, you know, maybe we should have it launched this day instead of this day,
yeah.
or, you know, offering, being able to help with different types of promotional ideas, the prize ideas, like there were a lot of things that you really helped to bring to the table as well from a business standpoint.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I feel like so many people in our company need to know that this is not just, hey, this is a workout group for you and your team. Yeah. Y'all work out every day together. This is so much more yeah. that it really can grow your business, your team's business, and also help you attract a lot of other people that are attracted to this, that are really attracted to the collaboration and the relationships that we're able to have here,
yeah.
I think is really, really unique. So I'm very grateful for you too. And it's just been a really, really great opportunity to, and I'm excited because this is not going to be our last one.
Sure.
We're loving this, and it's been a really great turnout.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way. We've done this for a while, right?
And it shows.
We've been doing this for a minute, and so hopefully you've learned some things. But yeah, that's awesome. I want to ask you too. So in the past we've done a lot of big company-wide challenges, right? Where we build it out, we'll promote it, and then anybody can take advantage of it if they want. Have you noticed any difference between those kinds of challenges where it's company-wide versus and like more close quarter, just team custom challenge? What's the difference?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The company-wide ones are great. I've done several of them. But I think right now in today's world, so many people just want to feel seen
yeah.
and they want to be included in something where maybe they don't just feel like another person, that maybe another number. And I think the customization allows us to help take that to our networks, to our, you know, type of person we're really, you know, wanting to attract, has been really unique. But also, again, showing people that this actually isn't for everybody. This is exclusive.
Yeah.
And this is what it looks like working with a council member or working with some of the other people on our team, that they have access to this type of
yeah.
You know, challenge. And I think that's really helped the exclusivity, but also it, you know, over 300 people is still a lot, totally. But they're not one of thousands. Yeah. And so the prizes and the opportunity to just actually get to connect with you, yeah. or, you know, hear more about how things are and maybe not be so intimidated about asking about the business or having more exposure to the business within a more intimate setting, I think has been a really, really great thing for our team that I would choose a custom challenge any day over a company-wide one. For sure.
Very cool. Very cool. Something else that just came to mind is, and something that I think is unique about you and what you've been doing with MyQFit is, you know, well before doing your custom challenge, you've been having awesome success as a leader in Q. And not that this is like how everybody should do it or anything, but I would assume that when you're talking to somebody about Q Sciences, you don't necessarily lead with MyQFit.
Right.
Do you? Right?
No.
No. Okay. So I wouldn't assume so. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. And again, it depends. Like, there's context and all those kinds of things.
Right.
But I think what you've done so well is you've been very productive as a leader in Q. You've had success with your business. Your team is growing. And then you brought in MyQFit to supplement that.
Right.
And to keep it going and to foster more growth and those kinds of things. Right. Not to get it off the ground necessarily.
Absolutely.
And not that someone couldn't do that. Right. But I think that approach is just so, it's wise. It makes a lot of sense. So that's really cool.
Thank you for that. I think one of the biggest pieces is, you know, having a opportunity like we do with the timing of where Q is, of the amount of growth and room for growth there is. But again, I think it's underutilized. I think it's under talked about.
Sure.
What we have access to as ambassadors of a custom challenge like this, that it really did almost like, because the company does a lot for us,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jake and Mark both do incredible promotions and sales and, you know, different things to product launches, all of those things that help momentum for our business.
Right.
But we're also responsible for helping fuel that momentum as well.
Good question.
And so I think having something like this, that it's team-wide, you know, everyone in my team, in my organization was, could be a part of it if they chose. And I think from a business standpoint, that helped excel a lot of businesses forward by using something like this as momentum as well.
Yeah. So very cool. And just to pivot a little bit, I want to ask you, so, and you've been around MyQFit long enough, I think, that you understand kind of our perspective on fitness,
yeah.
and the importance of fitness and what it can do for people. But I want to ask you, like, personally, what has fitness done for you, and how has it helped you as a wife, as a mother? Those two things specifically,
yeah.
I want to ask.
Well, I said in the very beginning that fitness has always kind of been like a stress reliever for me. It's been a really good, like, just like mental, you know, just to release a lot of tension for me, which I think helps me be a much better mom and a much better wife. It's really cute. I have a 3- and 6-year-old, and I usually try to work out before they wake up, but I work out pretty close to their room. And so they'll both come out and they're like, "Mommy, you're all sweaty." I'm like, "I know, I just ripped out."
Yeah.
And so, and sometimes they love working out with me of like, "Look, I'm strong too." I think just setting that example for them is something that I always want to do. You know, we have a son with some special needs, with, you know, some medical challenges. And my goal ever since his diagnosis was always to help him realize that, you know, we may have limitations, but there's always things that we can you know, focus on and try to improve. And so I think just trying to be the best example for him and my daughter in living a healthy life and showing them that it doesn't have to be 2 hours at a gym. It doesn't have to be unrealistic, but mommy taking time for herself,
yeah.
actually helps me be more patient and more intentional, you know, more intentional with what I'm eating and what I'm doing at that time. And, my husband's always been such a big advocate and supporter of,
yeah.
you know, that, and he works out as well. And we never work out together.
Yeah.
We joke about
that.
That's our time.
It doesn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. but it's really good. I feel like no matter where people are at in their fitness journey, whether they haven't worked out in years, or they're a fitness person that works out all the time. I think that's one of my biggest things that I always talk about in my QFit is it's yours.
Yeah.
It's customizable for what you need for your goals.
Yeah.
And I think just having that takes a lot of the pressure off of it has to be this very intense or this very, you know, focused type of thing, that it really can be customized to what people are looking for. Yeah. And I really, really love that.
Yeah. So what are you excited about kind of finishing up your challenge and moving on to the next things? You know, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah.
Doing with Mikey Fit?
I am a little sad that it's actually going to be over in just a week. I'm really, really excited though to just see how many people and how many messages I've gotten from, you know, some preferred customers or even my, you know, my team sharing preferred customer testimonies of just what this challenge has not only done for their you know, physical, but also their mindset of their confidence. You know, I've had some people say, I haven't been this consistent in years. Yeah. And so just having that extra kind of push and motivation has been really, really nice. And I love that. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to just, you know, kind of see where MyQFit goes. I know you guys are constantly innovating and enhancing, and I think it's just so incredible to think MyQFit is a still very new, you know, less than 2 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And how incredible it already is. But I know the way of Q and the way of, you know, everything that is done here, that we're constantly innovating, and I think that's something that's really, really special.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's great is we couldn't do that without you and other leaders that we've collaborated with, and just the community of MyQFit are really steering the ship, right? And so, you know, that's so invaluable. And I love that too, as someone who's a director of it. You know, it's not just us creating things that are kind of like pushed out to everybody, but it is a partnership. And I think that's awesome, because we know that we're delivering on something that is needed and wanted. And so couldn't do without you. So grateful for you. And
couldn't do it without you either. And I do have to say, thank you again. The Zoom workout you led for us one Saturday morning. Yeah. I'm still getting messages. Can we do that again? Can we do that again?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And just how cool it was, like, to see you on Zoom with us, like leading a workout for us. I think that just shows people how special this is, that what we have access to right now, where Q really is and where relationships can really go. So I think I'm just thankful for you and the MyQFit team, everything you guys do for us, because it really has helped in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Onward and upward. I can't wait for the future.
Thank you, Kim.
Good talking to you.